24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, bringing you productivity from every angle and every area of life. Listen, it is possible for you to be productive, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for all of you who have been chiming in from all around the globe. Those of you who've been actually doing reviews and sending in your questions and posts, I enjoy texting back and forth with each and every one of you. And listen, it is imperative that we understand that everything revolves around productivity. When we are productive, life is so much sweeter. So thank you for chiming in every single Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide, my friends. Listen, today we've got a great show for you. I want to teach you how to be productive and keep a smile on your face. How to be productive and keep a smile on your face. I am going to share with you some of the keys that I utilize in my life every single day to help people see from a different lens. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to share these tips, tools, and strategies with you so that you can maximize your day, your time, your life, and enjoy it. Do you want to know how you can live your best life and maximize your life with time freedom? Well, tune in to today's broadcast. Again, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you who are rating and reviewing on iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, FM, you name it, we're on it. And of course, full blown from New York studios and Bashani Radio and all around the globe. If you haven't downloaded the Bashani Verke app, I challenge you to do so. Why? Because you will get on-demand content that will literally transform your life. No matter what it is you may find yourself going through, there's an answer on one of those podcasts. All right, so check it out. How to be productive and keep a smile on your face. Let's start off with the number one thing that most people have an issue with. I'm talking about inward peace, inward peace. How many of you recognize exactly what I'm talking about? Or did your mind go somewhere else when I said inward peace? You see, in order for you to be productive, before you can be productive, you've got to know who you are and what you were put on this earth to do. You have to have an inward peace about yourself. You have to be at, watch this, not at odds, but you have to have self and inward synergy. Listen, you make peace within and you can literally conquer anything. What do you mean, Dr. Vern? Well, what I know is highly productive people find themselves with inward peace, which causes them to enjoy their life. See, here's how it starts. And this is the bare bones of it all. If you are positive and you are productive, then negativity doesn't live around you. Negativity cannot breed around you. Negativity cannot grow around you. So when I start talking to you about inward peace, I'm talking about not just positive affirmations, not just a productive lifestyle, but peace that comes from an unknown, untapped source. What is that source? All of you who know me, you know there's no secret. I love God, and God is my Father. So my inward peace, my source of inward peace comes from my loving, caring, Heavenly Father. Now, where you gather your source and your inward peace from is totally up to you. But I can only share with you what I know, what I live, what I've experienced. And that's why Productivity 360 always brings you the best and the brightest information that actually works. It's not textbook knowledge. Now, I've got plenty of textbook knowledge with multiple degrees. I can talk to the best of them. But guess what? None of that compares to the God-type knowledge that I gain from reading my word. So when I talk about inward peace, inner peace, it's about making peace with yourself. Productivity, let me share this with each and every one of you who will be listening to this broadcast and the replay and it being shared by a friend or a family member. I need you to hear this clearly. Productivity is not about doing. It's about being. It's about being. That's why I always tell people being busy doesn't equate to being productive, because busy work is just about doing, 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 doing. Productivity is about being. I need you to understand the old adage that we used to use in the military, which was be, know, and do. You have to be what you desire to be. You have to gain and know and get the knowledge that you need so that you can go out and do the work. But here's the key. Being productive is not about simply doing the work. It's about being who you were created to be. It's about producing from your innermost self. And that's why the first thing that I want to share with you is inward peace. Let's talk about it from this perspective. Most people wake up with negativity in their heads. Most people live their life walking in negativity. Most people go to bed and they sleep on negativity. The way that you garner inward peace is by filling yourself up with positive and productive vibes. What do you mean by that? I need you to know who you are, whose you are, what you were created to do, what exercises you need to do, not just physically, not just mentally, not just spiritually, not just financially, but in totality. I need you to get a productive state of mind, which is not a fad. It's not a game. It's actually a true lifestyle. So when you begin to see that, you start eradicating, watch this, the distractions, and then you find yourself not having so much inward conflict. See, a person who is negative can never produce anything positive because at their core, they're negative. So it's not until their mind is shifted and their heart has changed that they can begin to produce anything with substance and life. So are you going to be someone who is positive and productive and therefore bearing fruit and keeping a smile on your face and asking people, what do they see? Or are you going to be a negative Nancy, always finding the doom and gloom and the darkness in everything? See, I'm talking about being productive with a smile on your face. That's why when they talk to Dr. Vernon, they say, I just don't understand how he's always smiling. Why does he always have a positive outlook? What is it about this guy? Where I'm giving you the secret sauce. And that secret sauce starts with inward peace. Inward peace for me is derived from my source, the person who's the head of my life, and the actions that I take on a daily basis, which my source is found in God. So now let me share a couple of things with you. What I need you to understand is negativity breeds three nations that I've always told you to stay away from. What do you mean by that, Dr. Vern? Well, negativity is the thing that sabotages your productivity. Negativity is the thing that causes everyone and everything around you to actually be seen in a negative connotation, in a dark connotation, in a fruitless conversation. But what I want to challenge you to do is flip those nations upside down. What nations are you talking about, Dr. Vern? Well, I'm talking about hesitation, I'm talking about stagnation, and I'm talking about procrastination. Why? Because those are the things that zap your productivity. And if you're going to be productive with a smile on your face, stay away from hesitation, stay away from stagnation, and stay away from procrastination. Imagine this. Imagine a world where everyone was productive. Imagine a world where everyone came with an idea and a solution to problems. Imagine a world where you could literally be all that you were created to be. See, right now, many of you who may be listening to the sound of my voice, you are not performing at optimal levels. You are not performing at a tenth of the level that you were created to. And it's not your fault. Someone needs to speak into your life and wake up the productivity on the inside of you. And that starts with the mindset. When you deal with the mind and you change your mind, it will change your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down. When you change your mindset, you change your mentality, your life will begin to change. So again, the thing that I want you to do is not struggle. I want you to become triumphant. The thing that I want you to do is not be a victim. I want you to understand how to stay victorious. The thing that I want you to do is not walk around with your head hung down and believe that nobody knows the trouble that I'm going through. No, we know what you're going through. The question is, have you awakened the productivity on the inside of you so that you can produce as you were created? What are you saying, Dr. Vern? Listen. You are a seed. And as much as you may think that you're being knocked down for the purpose of germinating the ground. When you as a seed hit the ground, the world needs to watch out because you will bear fruit. See, if you had the mentality of fruitfulness, what you would actually do is create. Every time there's a stressful circumstance or situation, every time that there's pressure, pressure, they say, busts pipes, but in actuality, pressure also creates diamonds. You understand where I'm coming from? You've got to switch up and change your perspective. You've got to decide that you're going to wear productivity as a lifestyle and as a badge and wear it with a smile. I hope that you all are hearing what I'm saying. Many people, leaders in all different walks of life, different regions, different countries need to grasp what I'm telling you right now. A productive and a positive mind is a mind that can take you anywhere you want to go. But a negative mind can only do one thing, and that's take you down. All right, let's move on. What I need you to understand is there's internal synergy. First, there's internal peace, then there's internal synergy. When you begin to get yourself aligned with your creator and you recognize who you are, what you were created to do, and you begin to do it, there comes about what I call an internal synergy. When you align your positive and productive thought pattern and process to who you were created to be, you will begin to produce like never before. The key is what I call ER, and that is evidence and results. If you want to have productivity with a smile, then you need to create evidence and you need to create results. And the only way that you can do this is by taking action. Taking action. Action beats intentions every day of the week that ends in Y. Did you hear what I said? I said actions beats intentions every day of the week that ends in Y. So there is no excuse for you not waking up and winning today. There is no excuse for you not overcoming the battle, the struggle, the test, the trial, the tribulation, the hiccup, the bump, the valley, whatever it is, there is no excuse. Why? Because you were created in an image that is here to dominate. You were created in an image that was placed here to produce without limitation. So take the limits off your mind, take the limits off your actions, and begin to seek, S-E-E-K, evidence and results. And when you do so, you will S-E-E those evidence and those results. I hope that this is making sense to you. I want you to see yourself as a distribution center for greatness and for productivity, a distribution center for health and healing, a distribution center for finance and abundance. Stop looking and asking and speaking from a scarcity mentality. Stop looking, stop asking and speaking from a lack mentality. It is time for you to step up and produce at optimal levels. How do you do this? You strap on productivity and you do it with a smile. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope that this is making sense to you. Share this message with someone who you know needs it right now. If you're listening to it on the Bashani app, stop what you're doing and share it with a friend. Why? Because this is life, and it gives life to you. And when it gives life to you, life can flow through you. Okay, next step. What is the next step? I need you to stop being afraid of the challenge. Stop being afraid of the challenge. It is time for you to step out on the edge. Are you hearing me? Step out on the edge. There's something that you've been wanting to do. There's something that you've been saying to yourself that one day I'll do that. Well, today is your day. This follow through Friday is your day. Step out on the edge. Why? Because there's something waiting on you at the edge. There's something that you will not get because you're in your safety zone, your comfort zone. Let me say it this way, folks. Comfortability is death. Every time that you stay comfortable, you won't produce, you won't increase, you won't move forward. Why? Because you're in your comfort zone. And the comfort zone is for dried up bones. I want you to live and not die. I want you to stretch and get better. I want you to increase. Why? Because it's possible. It's possible if you have a positive and productive mind, you have a mentality to move forward, and you don't accept excuses as your way of life. Most people, I'll say it to you this way, and hopefully it starts to sink in. Most people live their entire life at a fraction of their capacity. Most people live their entire life at a fraction of their capacity. They could have done more. They could have been more. They could have served more. They could have given more. They could have done things that they never imagined, but they were safe. They were comfortable. And because they were comfortable, they didn't operate at a fraction of their capacity. Don't let that be your story today. That is my challenge to each and every one of you. I need you to get sick and tired of being comfortable. I need you to say to yourself, there's more in store for me. I need you to say to yourself that I don't want to exist. I want to live and I want to thrive and I want to do the best that I possibly can. That is where productivity lives. That is where productivity is birthed. That is where you become the person that you were created to be. I don't want you to simply do tasks on a list. I want you to engage and embrace the journey of the stretch, of the exercise, of the movement. I need you to see yourself beyond where you are today. I hope this is making sense to you. Well, today I also want to tell you that all of the things that I've told you thus far hinge off of this next word. It's called action, A-C-T-I-O-N. Productive people understand how important action is. You can have a dream, but if you don't put a plan to that dream and you don't execute that plan, the dream will never come to pass. Dreams need action to come to fruition. So what actions are you not doing? I'm going to pause right there. What actions are you not doing that you should be doing? What actions are you doing that actually need to stop? What actions are you doing that actually need to stop? And then ask yourself, which actions do you need to tweak so that you can get a different outcome than what you're currently getting? When you ask yourself these three questions, things begin to illuminate themselves to you. I want you to overcome selfishness and boundaries and limitations and conflict. They are all there to hinder your productivity. Selfishness has no place in your vocabulary. Productive people are selfless people. That's what I need you to understand. Conflict? No, thank you. I'm going to address the issue and move forward. I'm not going to get caught up in the left or in the right. I'm going to keep it moving. Why? Because these things, you want to know what they actually do? They make you frustrated. They get you delusional. They all happen to make you lack movement, and they suck the oxygen and energy out of your productivity. So get rid of them. Get rid of anything that would hinder you from being and becoming the greatest version of you ever. I promise you, folks, taking action will always yield great evidence and great results. I'm going to share a quote with you that God gave me many, many years ago. And once I understood it, my life changed. It says, "Do what you love, and what you love will always do you well." Too many people are actually working, and they're working themselves to death. So what I want to challenge you to do today, I want to challenge you to do what you love, because what you love will always do you well. If you find yourself wondering, what is it that I love? I challenge you to do this simple exercise. Take 30 minutes to an hour out of any day of the week and sit down and write what you enjoy doing. Sit down and ask yourself, what would you do if nobody paid you a dime to do it? Sit down and ask yourself, what do you honestly enjoy doing so much that when you do it, time just seems to fly by? Write those things out and then number them from 1 to 3 and ask yourself, from a scale of 1 to 3, which one would I like to do all day, every day? And then once you've done that, I want you to do a self-assessment and ask yourself, do I really love this specific thing? Or is the number 2 thing the one that's in the forefront? Simple exercise, but it will help you. It will challenge you. It will provoke you. It will cause you to be propelled into the next level of your destiny. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. Why? Because without this, you will not recognize who you are, what you were created to do, and what you love to do. Let me share some things that I want to challenge you with. What are you proud to be? I want you to dig deep in yourself and ask yourself that. What are your core values? I want you to ask yourself, what do you feel responsible for? I want you to ask yourself, what do I feel empowered to do or to create? I want you to ask yourself, do you understand your key factors of life? Do you understand your key factors of life? What do I mean by the key factors of life? See, everybody understands that you've got to have shelter, you've got to have food, and you've got to have some type of understanding of why you're around. So what are your key factors in life? I want to ask you, what type of opportunities do you see on a daily basis? And I want to ask you, do you have a problem-solving mentality? Because if you do, you're not too far off from being a productive person with a productive state of mind. I challenge you to take advantage of every opportunity. I challenge you to get involved at becoming a better version of you every single day. I challenge you to appreciate the life that you do have and walk out the legacy that has been laid before you. I also challenge you to ask yourself the simple question, do you appreciate people? Because if you don't appreciate people, that might be one of the main reasons that you don't feel fulfilled. Because if you don't love yourself, going back to inward peace, you can't possibly love anyone else. And then lastly, are you taking care of your responsibilities? Because when you take care of your responsibilities, there's something innately on the inside of you that clicks, that says, I'm producing, I'm preparing, I am taking care of and handling my business. I hope these things have helped you. Again, we're talking about being productive or productivity with a smile. Utilize these tips, tools, and strategies to help maximize your day, your life, and help you to become a better person. You know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I need you to get out there and live to produce. Do it by being productive and being productive with a smile. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you. If you're listening to this show, I invite you to join me tomorrow for the State of Civility Summit, which will be happening on my Civility 360 Facebook page. You don't want to miss it, folks. If you've listened all the way to the end of the show, you've got a personal invite to the Civility 360 page, which will be housing the State of Civility on Civility 360. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you. Again, crush it. Win your day by being the best and most productive version of you. Don't cheat me and don't cheat yourself. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vern. Be productive or be replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.